For 9 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And 30 years of Rosie on the House.
The 10 o'clock hour is the topic-specific hour here at Rosie on the House. We dive deep to one particular topic covering your house, home, castle, or cabin. Following a new format and content for our 2018 calendar, we spend 1 month heavy on one topic. October is painting month. If you've been following us at the beginning of the month, we talked about choosing the right type of paint, how type of sheen, eggshell, acrylic, components of paint. Week after that, we talked about how to paint a home, the amount of prep. The paint is only, you could spend a bunch of money on the highest quality paint, every type of additional additive, the right type of sheen, the highest priced acrylic, the name brand paint, and if you didn't spend time prepping the surface, it was just all for nothing because it's only as good as the prep work and the surface that it's going onto, the type of primer that may not have been used. If it's recovering an old paint job, you wouldn't need to reprime it unless it was just so far gone that we couldn't get a good bond. So Arizona Painting Company was in last week talking about that. And now we're going to talk about color selection. Color selection for me is like music. I can tell you what I like. I can't tell you how to make it. I can tell you what colors I like, but I can't tell you how to pick them. And what I like is a lot different than what most other people like. And we all have our own taste. And one of the I love data. I love numbers. I love just the very technical aspect of details. And what's been really fun this year as we've dove is it's allowed us to dive deeper and deeper and deeper into each one of those features. And one thing that that's really helped do is understand an appreciation for each and everything. And looking at a good color scheme isn't done by accident. And you think, color selection, that shouldn't be a hard thing, but there are people that are professional and make a living at color selection, and it really allows you to dig deep into their world as we're doing the research for these topics and have an appreciation for the profession of color selection. And it's something that years ago we had a couple colors of paint. You know, you've got your colors of the rainbow. You will pick up a color wheel today and you think, man, there's got to be several hundred colors. You've got one color wheel in your hand. There's 5, 6, 7, 20, 50 different types of color wheels that all have different shades, styles, color, hues, hones. We'll dive in deep into all that with our guest from Sherwin-Williams. But it's what we're trying to finish for you, the individual homeowner. One thing that we're going to focus on a lot is you can get an estimate from an air conditioning contractor, and he can give you a couple options on tonnage for your home based on load calculations, based on the variable speed motors that we have. He can give you a suggestion, and you want to take his suggestion on what to do for your home. The challenge that you enter into in color selection is, again, what color I like isn't the color you like. I can't tell you this is what I would do for your home and it'd be right for you because your style, your color, and what you like is different. And you're the one that's going to have to live with the choice of that decision, not the color choice specialist that is helping you get there. So it's a very challenging thing. And, you know, it's kind of like, what's that old saying? You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. We can bring you down this color path, but ultimately it comes back to the responsibility of the homeowner, the one that's going to be living in it, to make that decision for you, or you turn it over to your interior designer and just go with what they suggest as well. But color selection, again, you don't appreciate it till you see a bad job. And there's a an example of a home that's off of, it's near the 19th Avenue and Thunderbird.
Oh, you're gonna call them out, huh?
Well, it was a a bad situation for him, and it shouldn't be. The color of your home really shouldn't be what breaks relationships with your neighbors, but they were on a limited budget. This paint was available. The home really needed it, and it turned out to be like Big Bird yellow when it was done, and it created a lot of tension with his neighbors because he didn't even like the color of the home, but he needed it for to protect the surfaces of his home, and he couldn't afford anything else. So for a number of years, it was, you know, the Big Bird home that became a neighbor sore. And amazingly enough, when you're looking at location, if somebody was looking for that location but didn't like this, didn't want to live next to this orange home, it could create a more of a difficult selling situation, which was one of the reasons HOAs were created to avoid situations like that. But you know, I also don't want to be told what color realms I have to live in either. So done right and done wrong, it's easy to not appreciate the amount of work and effort that it really takes to do it right.
I have a home in my neighborhood, and I was out for morning run. And a lady on the corner was getting ready to paint her house. I said, oh, that's going to look nice. About a day later, I passed by there, and I'm not kidding. It looks like cornbread. It's the color of cornbread, and so I nickname it the Cornbread House. And while it doesn't look bad, yellow's again one of those colors that you get it wrong, you're going to be pretty bad. You'll be pretty disappointed.
And the exterior of your home is completely different than the interior of your home in the environment that you're spending more time in. Do you spend more time outside or inside? Maybe it didn't bother Cornbread Lady or Big Bird Guy because they were more inside people, and it was the people on the outside of the home that had to deal with that color selection versus what's on the interior of the home. I'm going to tease Rosie on this one. He had picked a color that they thought was going to be a very nice yellow. It turned out to be more like an LSU gold, which I think may have been the intention to begin with.
You know, I'm going to agree with you on that.
But it was in the master bedroom, and he was trying to surprise Jennifer and did this while she was gone on a trip and came back to an LSU gold bedroom that was that way for a number of years because...
Well, I was going to say...
You didn't have the time to repaint it.
Right, but the LSU's colors are gold and purple. So this was more of a yellow color. Yellowish color than not so much gold color. Well, I wouldn't say that, you know, like a gold bar or something.
Yeah, no,
like
it was more close to LSU yellow, okay. But we call it purple and gold. It's just a habit.
Yeah.
But the amount of disruption on the interior of the what it takes to execute a paint job properly, the disruption it creates in your daily life, especially in your bedroom, they didn't have time to redrape everything, put the drop cloths back down, mask and protect, do the trim, do the rolling, move the furniture. You know, the more we can work freely without having to go over, you're sure you could put a drop cloth over your bed and paint over it, but the more we can clear that and create a clean working space, the better that's going to create our end product, because it's amazing what you don't see if you don't look. You can roll up your paint roller on the wall and think I've got it covered and keep going because I went up and down twice as I'm waving it. You get up close with a magnifying glass, and there's little pivots and pockets that as the paint's drying, there's voids that are left. And you don't see them on a new paint because that new paint looks so good compared to what you're going over. Until you've had time to live it in a few days, a few weeks, a few months, and you start to see these imperfections. So being able to control and move freely and work correctly is a big part of it. It's a very disrupting internal process to your daily living. And the amount of prep work and the caulking and the joints and the amount of time between applying you're caulking, where you're meeting two dissimilar materials like your windows, your doors, your trim, and removing that paint or the tape from the paint so it doesn't peel, it is a very precise process. You get done with that, you think, how does somebody make a living at this? Because you don't want to paint again for the rest of your life. And the crew that just finished your home is on to the next one on a professional application. It's just, oh, it's one of those things. I enjoy the amount of tedious, the tedious aspects of doing a paint job right, but I don't want to do another one for months after I get done with it.
You're going back to a yellow room, I had a situation where we're talking about color schemes. I didn't realize how many different shades of white there are, because you have a bright white, you got eggshell white, and what you see on the palette.
White has its own color wheel to itself.
Yeah, yeah. So I remember painting my bedroom white, and the first spring sunlight that comes through the bedroom, when I open up the windows, and it looks really nice. Boy, at 6 in the morning, it feels like it's 10 in the morning. It was so bright. So I decided, let's not make it so white. So I found a shade of blue, and I painted the bedroom blue, just the walls, not the ceiling or anything like that. And that actually worked very well. In other words, folks, I got lucky, because I have no idea when it comes to interior design and decorating. I just kind of look and take a shot at it. So I got very lucky on that one.
I picked a color one shade off what the interior designer said, here's what you want. And it was so bright, the color was Colorado Rust, and I was using it for an accent on the middle pantry and the entering hallways on each side of the house. I did one shade because I thought, this is too bright, it's too hard. I'm going to go one shade back to reduce just how bold this color is. It looked so bad, I spent another $500 to go get enough paint to do the right over the new paint, because I didn't trust the color wheel, but it looked so bad. Just one shade, it's amazing what difference that'll make.